Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're zeroing in on creating those really great outdoor spaces, landscape design and contracting.
Right. And we're looking at it through this podcast, Pebbles and Projects.
Exactly, yeah. From Chris at earthstonerock.com. So forget just scrolling through pretty pictures online. We're digging into the actual work involved.
Well, what's interesting about Pebbles and Projects straight away is how it focuses on the basics, the actual materials.
Yeah, the rocks, the pebbles, the granite, the stuff Earthstone Rock actually supplies.
But, and this is key, it really highlights the designers and contractors. They're not just installers.
No, they're framed as the visionaries, the artists, really.
Totally. They're the ones taking, a load of stone.
And turning it into something amazing, like a pathway or a water feature people gather around.
Or a fire pit, yeah. A whole backyard escape. Pebbles and Projects seems focused on that whole creative jump.
From raw material to finished space.
And it's definitely more than just like arranging stones nicely. These pros, they're thinking about drainage, how things
Oh
weather.
yeah, practical stuff. How a fire pit fits safely, aesthetically.
Exactly. It's that mix, isn't it? Art and solid practical knowledge.
And what's kind of cool is how Pebbles and Projects is planning to explore this more. They're actually lining up interviews.
The people doing the work
Yeah.
using the earth, stone, rock materials.
That's the idea. So we'll hear directly from landscape designers, contractors, get their perspective.
Okay. That's where you get the real nuggets, I bet. Like, why choose this specific stone for a walkway? Is it durability?
Or maybe the texture for grip, or the color blending with the plants.
Right, all those little decisions. That's the stuff that makes a design really work.
That balance of form and function. And it sounds like they might even give some DIY tips for homeowners.
Yeah, they mentioned that, which is nice. Kind of bridges the gap between the pros and, someone just starting out in their garden. They did mention one upcoming guest specifically, Sarah Mendez from Rooted Design Co.
Oh, right. Her specialty is drought-tolerant landscapes, low maintenance, but still high-end.
Yeah. Which is, well, pretty relevant these days. Water conservation is huge in so many places.
For sure. Making spaces beautiful and sustainable, that takes real skill.
It really does.
So, if you want to hear those chats, Pebbles and Projects says to subscribe, follow them. It's all at earthstonerock.com/podcast. Updates, bonus content, sounds like.
Right. Building a bit of a community there, it seems.
So, boiling it down, what Pebbles and Projects seems to be underlining is just how vital these designers and contractors are.
Yeah, they're the ones who translate what we want outdoors into something real, using their skills, their understanding of all these
Yeah,
materials.
so think about this for a minute. Next time you're somewhere with really nice landscaping, a park, someone's backyard, whatever, really
Look at the
look.
details, the paths, the walls.
Yeah, the features. Think about the material choices, how they make you feel, how they function. It wasn't accidental.
Definitely not. And maybe here's something to chew on. How does picking those, well, seemingly simple materials, the rocks, the pebbles that Earthstone Rock provides,
Yeah.
how does that choice actually shape
You
everything?
mean beyond just the look?
Yeah, the look, sure, but also the usability long term, even the environmental side of things.
Good point. It's way more than just picking pretty rocks, isn't it?
Definitely more involved.